You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time. What is trending? Did you see the story about the Joann Fabrics and Crafts store?
Bankruptcy,
they
right?
Filed for bankruptcy protection. And I know a lot of our listeners go there and grab some stuff for their crafty things that they do. The good news is right now they say this will not affect any of the 800 stores across the country. So they're not going to close these stores right now. So that's good. But
that's
the company
good.
Is coming off the NASDAQ listings and will be going private.
Where else would I go to get my fabric?
Is that where you go?
Yeah, that's where I go. And all my fill and everything.
Joann is filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, boy.
What else is going on? Workers going to that 9-to-5 job, maybe not much longer. The majority of people in a survey say that the 9-to-5 schedule, quote, doesn't work for them anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and I see that. I don't know why people get locked into this mindset that it has to be certain hours on the clock for a job. We once had a guy that we worked with is in corporate. This was several years ago. And he was so hung up on this hourly thing with every employee at the radio station and knowing where everybody was at every minute, and they had to put in X number of hours. And I remember having a talk with him one time saying, don't you just care about what the output is? Like what the consequences of? Like what happens to the work? Do we win? If we win, shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
I like these flexible work hours. As long as you're getting it done,
yeah.
You're being productive, and you're producing an exceptional result, then
get
you
it
don't
done.
Need to be stuck there from 9 to 5. Just get her done.
So now 57% of people are of the opinion that the 9 to 5 just doesn't work anymore. Anyway, so that's going on. Do you know your next-door neighbors? Jeremy, you know your next door neighbors.
I know
right?
them all. Yeah, we just exchanged soup and chili the other day with one neighbor.
Aw, that's the all-American neighborhood right there.
Yeah, that's right.
21% of people do not know the first names of their current next door neighbors. I only have one next door neighbor. It's Adam and I don't know his wife's name.
Uh-oh. You should make it weird and just call her a different name every time you see her.
I should, but that's the problem. If I could see her, I am not kidding. They've lived there 8 months, and I think I may have glimpsed her one time.
That might be.
Isn't that strange? Does he? Like, is she like?
You might want to. Call.
Do I need to call social services or something?
Welfare check.
Yeah, because I don't know. Anyway, they say that people just don't know their neighbors anymore, and I was reading an article that was trying to explain why this was. I don't know. I think a lot of it is, and this is just me talking, I think a lot of it is people, A, don't trust. Like we got a text message from somebody earlier this morning saying they don't really trust their neighbors, nor do they want to get involved in their neighbor's drama, is what she said.
I love that message.
Yeah, she's like, the more people that you like know, the more drama you have to deal with.
Right. She's like, I have enough drama with family and coworkers. I don't need neighbor drama on top of it.
I mean, I guess there's something to that.
It's nice to have a few close ones, though, that can, like, watch your house and stuff while you're away. Like,
sure.
Right now, we're watching one of our neighbor's cats across the street, so we got to pop in from time to time to make sure the cat's not throwing parties and
clean out the litter box.
You know, doing cocaine or anything like that.
So anyway, that's going on. What else is going on? Apparently, there's a new exercise pill that could replace some of the benefits of working out.
Hallelujah.
This is that magic pill that everyone's been talking about. If you dive a little bit deeper in the story, it's not like you can pop the pill and then you never have to work out again. It's just it will kind of imitate some of the chemical benefits you get from working out.
Right.
I don't think we're ever going to get the actual magical pill.
Do you even pill, bro?
Right. Spot me with this pill bottle. Kate Middleton is alive, everybody. She's alive!
Oh, thank God.
There was all this concern after she had her abdominal surgery that something had happened to her. So now the royal family is sick of all this, what they call the madness of social media. So a photo has now come out of Kate and Prince William out doing some shopping together.
Oh, okay.
Jeremy, they said they looked happy, relaxed, and healthy, but it's also because their kids were not there. It was just the two of them. So
oh, yeah,
naturally,
nice.
They looked happy, relaxed, and healthy.
Who do you think she was?
You know, she was just recovering from surgery. People are just...
If she's like my wife, she was at Target.
She could have been there for 2 months.
2 months at Target.
What else is trending right now?
Well, this is exciting. It's spring today, guys. Spring happens today. The first full day of spring is tomorrow, but they're calling it the spring equinox today. So that is going on, which is
9 o'clock tonight, I think.
Yeah, it's late. It's late tonight, but you know, who cares? Spring is here. That's great. The mulch is out and the little buds are on the trees and the rabbits are running around. So it's a good, good feeling. And to celebrate the first day of spring, make your way to a DQ today. Here's some free plugs for Dairy Queen. They do their free cone day on the first day of spring every year. So, yeah, I'll be scooping up my kiddos today for sure and heading over to a DQ. But I think I'll be getting a Blizzard or something instead and actually giving money to the restaurant.
What's
not
your
just
Blizzard
mooching.
Flavor?
I think something peanut buttery sounds good today. Something with peanut butter in it. There's some sort of fudge chunks.
Get the Georgia mud fudge.
You're a mud fudge chunk.
It is solid, man.
All right,
solid.
I'll get that one. Sounds tasty. Ugh, where's that workout pill? I like this story because it's just so ridiculous. You know, they made that Winnie the Pooh blood and honey scary movie. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to do something called the Pooniverse. Got to say that carefully. And they're going to do a bunch of these horror movies based off all these old school Disney people. Bambi the Reckoning is coming out. Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare and Pinocchio Unstrung. I really want to see the Pinocchio one and see if he just lies and then his nose goes out and like stabs people. That's got to be the way he does it.
That's
for sure.
That's a great title too.
Yeah, Unstrung. So those are coming out. It's kind of
fun. I mean, many years ago there was a short called Bambi versus Godzilla. Did you ever see it?
Oh, I've heard of that. No, I've never
saw it. It's only like 30 seconds long.
Does he just step on Bambi?
It ends the way you would think.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's pretty good. Mr. Beast is in trending this morning, you guys. He's creating the biggest reality competition series in TV history, is what they're saying. It's coming to Prime. It's called Beast Games, inspired by his YouTube channel, where he does all sorts of crazy stuff. It's going to be 1,000 contestants competing for $5 million. They say it is also the biggest single prize in TV and streaming history. And it'll be bombastic, it'll be crazy, it'll be true Mr. Beast fashion. They don't really give details on what's going to go on in it or when it's going to be out, but it's the Beast, man. He's known for this kind of stuff. Are you excited about this, Dom?
I'm probably not going to watch it, but I think what he does is cool.
It's very
and
cool.
I'm glad that he does what he does. It's just not for me, but I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, this should be pretty neat. So
yeah.
Maybe I'll check it
out. I mean, compared to all the mindless crap that's out there,
yep.
At least he has sometimes a purpose.
He's quite creative with some
yeah,
of this
he's
stuff,
creative
so.
And he's fun. He's got a good spirit about
the
him.
The nice
I'm
thing
for
is,
it.
Is I'm sure it'll be on in my house because my kids will be watching it, so then I can take a peek and not actually have to like search it out.
Right. You can say, I was only on because my kids were watching it.
I didn't go looking for it. Right. Tom Cruise was out with a film crew scaling the Hollywood sign and showing off his abs. That sounds very Tom Cruise, doesn't it? A rep for MGM Resort said that Bruno Mars does not have any gambling debt with him, which we reported on yesterday was something like $50 million. So just ignore that whole thing from yesterday. And then I want to give this guy a high five, shake his hand. He was at a John Mellencamp concert, and John was just rambling and rambling and rambling. And this heckler said, more rock, less talk. And he was kind of, you know, giving him the what for. So John ended the concert right then and there. He's like, no, I'm done. And I want to shake this guy's hand.
No kidding. Did you listen to the audio?
John Cougar Mellencamp. Yeah. I did. He says
the guy
word.
Yells that out, you know, and the crowd goes, oh.
We still
like,
love
oh,
you.
Oh, no.
Don't quit. No. I'd be like, yeah.
I've been to enough shows where the entertainers stop performing and they just start preaching for like 10
God.
Minutes.
No.
It's like, is this why we paid for a concert ticket? To listen to you preach about your cause stuff.
Right. And my God, Jack and Diane. Ugh.
I know. Oh, I could do without any John Mellencamp music for the rest of my life.
So gross. So gross. What else is
going
on?
What's worse? Jack and Diane, Small Town, or Little Pink Houses?
God, they're all horrible.
Oh, they're all horrible.
I would never.
And we have people right now say, I love those songs.
I still love you, John. Hey, people, if you're looking different. For a new gig where you can go somewhere far, far away and listen to your John Mellencamp music, Antarctica is hiring penguin counters. You go out there and you count the penguins. Do we know why? I don't. I didn't read the whole story. Probably
feels like it would be really easy. It feels like it would be really easy to lose track. Because they all look alike. Sorry, yeah, I hope that's not offensive.
No.
But they look alike, and it'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no, you moved. I lost. Oh.
You'd have to go out there with like a red Sharpie and draw an X on their stomach, I think.
Right.
You know, but anyway, there's not a lot of pay, no running water, showers, toilets, limited power, no cell service. But if you're just looking to get away and count some little penguins.
Can we?
It honestly doesn't sound that bad.
Couldn't we just send a drone up, take a picture, and then count them on the picture?
No, penguins hate drones. Trust me on this. They hate
a silent drone. Take a picture, and then I'll just look at the photo and count them.
1, 2. And this is the best story of the day. There's an Irish Naval Service. The Irish Naval Service has one active ship. That's all they got is one ship. It's called the George Bernard Shaw. And over the weekend, they were called for help because they're trying to bust a cocaine deal going on. Tens of millions of dollars in the cocaine. The police were like, please help us. And the Irish Naval Service said, nah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Don't bother us.
Yeah.
So they kept the one ship docked and got their drink on, and the police had to go find somebody else to help them with the cocaine bus. Isn't that fantastic?
Well, they're busy.
They're like, nah, it's green beer time.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You got to check out this YouTube channel that I posted. It's called There I Ruined It. And they did a mix-up of songs. It's Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back in the style of Simon and Garfunkel. You want a taste of it?
Sure.
I like big butts, I cannot lie.
Beautiful.
You other brothers can't deny.
That's all I'm going to give you. You got to go to our Facebook page to hear the rest of it. It's really, really well done. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
Have fun.